Radio Prague News. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet 11 Central and East European leaders when he comes to Prague next Thursday to sign a disarmament treaty with Russia. Close to 500,000 Czechs have signed a petition calling for juvenile murderers to remain under medical supervision for life. And a 39-year-old mother who abandoned her newly born twins in hospital has returned to claim them. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet 11 Central and East European leaders when he comes to Prague next Thursday to sign a disarmament treaty with Russia. The U.S. and Russian presidents are expected to sign a landmark deal to slash nuclear warheads that will replace the START 1 treaty, which expired in December. President Obama is expected to arrive on Thursday morning and head straight for Prague Castle for the signing ceremony and one-on-one talks with his Russian counterpart. A meeting with the Czech president and prime minister is also on the agenda. In the evening, he is to host a dinner for 11 Central and East European leaders. Political analysts say that the main aim of the talks is to reassure the former Soviet bloc states that Washington is not selling out their interests in forging closer ties with Moscow. Close to 500,000 Czechs have signed a petition calling for juvenile murderers to remain under medical supervision for life. The petition is organized by the mayor of Kněžínec, where a 13-year-old schoolboy raped and murdered a girl from his class in 2004. Because of his age, he was sent to a correctional institute for juveniles where he underwent medical treatment. He was released in January of this year after reaching the age of 18. Since he committed the murder as a juvenile, he will have no criminal record and it is up to him whether he will continue in his medical treatment. Doctors concluded in his case that he suffers from a sexual deviation which requires permanent medical supervision. A 39-year-old mother who abandoned her newly born twins in hospital has returned to claim them. The woman left the hospital at night without telling anyone and failed to return for 2 days. She said later she had gone home to look after her 11 other children. Since she left the twins in good care, the mother will not face charges of negligence. The twin boys are said to be in good health and their mother is once again nursing them. Traffic police are out in force for the Easter weekend, a police spokeswoman said on Saturday, noting that particular attention was being paid to bikers. The first and last day of the Easter holidays usually bring heavy traffic and a heightened number of accidents and fatalities on the road. In addition to more people drinking and driving during the Easter holidays, police say there is also a danger of slippery roads since nighttime lows are expected to drop to freezing point on Monday. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The next few days should be clear to partly cloudy, with day temperatures between 10 and 14 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.